Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. Welcome you today on the Cinco de Mayo. And we have Ada Marie right on hand, straight out of her meditation and her conversation with Spirit. And looking forward to talking with you.
Good.
And how are you doing, Ada Marie?
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's a wonderful day. The sun is out and it's shining and it's beautiful.
It is. It's a magnificent day.
It really is a magnificent day.
So, what is new with you?
Well, I've been rather busy, but it's all things that you have to do paperwork for different things. So it wasn't anything joyous. It was just necessity. But if you don't do the necessities, you get into trouble, you know?
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely the truth.
Yeah. So, but I figure we won't have many people because they'll all be celebrating.
That's true, but the ones who will be with us will be very, very special.
Yes, they will. They usually are.
So
special.
I guess in the spirit world, every day is a holiday or a holy day. So,
well, in the spirit world, there are no holidays. Everybody is attuned to the spirit and to the light, and everybody is within the light, so they can use it at any given time. And one thing in the spirit world, which is wonderful, when they feel that they have enough training to be able to come through and work with you on a like we do, you know, like in the afternoon or on a day or something, mm-hmm. when they are trained to have enough energy or enough whatever they need to have to be able to speak with you, it's
mm-hmm.
really blessed, because they're very lovely, and the things they have to say are, as you know, wonderful.
Of course.
So,
well, you know, that I'm so glad you brought that up, because many times people will want to talk to a relative who just passed over, and they
right.
really they just don't have the power. They don't have their power ramped up, and they haven't gotten the training
right.
to be able to speak with us.
Right.
I know my spirit guide Stardust once told me that she had a spirit guide school, so that she
right.
actually trained people to work as spirit guides.
Right. And it's just like the training we get to be able to tune into a spirit. You know, if you're going to tune into the spirit world, there is a particular energy within yourself that you have to raise up to, and it has to be divine and violet. It's in the violet flame, and you have to be prepared to raise your vibration high enough to reach into that flame.
Yes, that's true. And that does take training on both sides.
It
and
does.
Most people don't even realize that, you know?
I don't think they understand that training is on both sides of the fence. It's on the other side and this side, and we have to come to the realization that without the training, we're not going to go very far in making communication and bringing back wonderful things and thoughts. So if they really want to do this kind of work, they have to put in the tower, the time to do it every day. And then
mm-hmm.
you're prepared. You know, you have to be prepared.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I have to keep the channels open.
That's the biggest part. If you let down your channel, you're going to be in trouble,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't come up in an instant, you know.
That's true. That's
yeah.
absolutely true. It's something that 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 you build with momentum.
Mhm. But I have to say that, you know, most of the time we've been very lucky because we've been able to get through and have a show and everything is okay.
That's
so
right.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it certainly is. And
yeah.
I know that Stardust is often checking in just to see how things are going, you
mm-hmm.
know.
And that is wonderful because that gives you a sense of you know, it gives you a sense of strength because she is there to help us and guide us as we come on to come into the spirit to be able to talk.
Absolutely. And, you know,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that some people, they try to think about formulas and you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to be in a certain position and that all sort of things. And I noticed that you can get a message from spirit in sitting in the corner.
That's right. And
okay.
You know why? Because when what? I was trained not to think.
Thinking is the worst, isn't it?
If you want to communicate with the spirit world, you got to turn your head off of the mundane world and be silent and don't think. And then they come in and, like now, they're in to talk to us because I haven't got a thought in my head. Whatever I get is going to come from them. Of course, I've been accused of not having it.
Yeah, the thoughts that we have are kind of like static, you know,
mm-hmm.
that interfere with the communication.
Mm-hmm. So for most people, they don't realize that there is a possibility to turn their head off where there is no thought and there's only silence there until a spirit comes through. And, you know, I'm sure when we were younger learning that from Grandma, that we got fidgety because we had to wait until the spirit came. And people don't know that that's what has to happen because they may be busy somewhere else and you can't talk to them at all. You got to wait until somebody else comes. And I don't think that people really realize that.
No, that was one of the hardest things for me as an adult because I didn't have the training that you had when you were when we were 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. That I had to learn it as an adult, and my goodness, to stop the thoughts and to unbelievable! It just is amazing.
Well, it
so
is.
How old were you? How old were you when your grandmother's began training you?
Well, my cousin Carl and I come from a big family, and I'm the oldest on my side, and he's the oldest on his side. So
mm-hmm.
when we were being trained at the same time because of our age, and then as my brother and his brother got 2 years older, then they joined the group, and then we worked with them too. And, you know, Grandma always had the last word.
Uh-huh.
And she
mm-hmm.
still does. So,
okay. Yes, I hear you. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was really kind of, we never thought about it as being something that we waited for. We just knew we were sitting on the floor with our back against the wall, and we just knew we were going to be quiet, and we were thinking quiet. We weren't thinking uh-huh. about the time. We had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is for little kids to be quiet?
I know very well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. so I don't remember a lot of waiting because it just didn't seem to happen. But we finally got straightened out and was able to come to the come to the table with an empty mind so my grandma could work. And boy, I tell you, she, when you emptied your mind, she knew it. She could look at you and know it.
That is just fascinating.
You know, today it is, to me it's that, but I don't train anybody to do this, but to me I can see why she was so adamant about it, and she would look at us and she would know that we had turned our head off, so to speak, and then she'd start to work. But I was a little child and it didn't have any other ramifications. But now, today, if I was training somebody, I would know how they would be feeling if they were trying to empty their head so they could receive something, you know, because I did it myself. So,
right. Well, you know, when I take people into other lifetimes, the first thing I tell them, your job is to not think. And they look at me with horror. When they look at me with horror, you know, how do I do that? And I say, you just turn it off.
Turn everything off,
you know.
You can turn your whole consciousness off, totally. Be a total blank, and then things pour in. They just pour in. So I haven't trained very many people because most of the people I know don't know I do this, and they don't want to know. They don't want that training, although it's been invaluable. My God, it has saved
and saved.
You know, I can't tell you how many lives it's saved.
That's worth living for, isn't it, Ada?
It is, yeah. And you know, you're ageless when you do that. You look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you think, what's the matter with me? I'm not looking like an older person like I'm supposed to look. I'm supposed to look older, but I don't.
I've had people tell me your face changed 5 times while we were talking, you know.
Right, yeah. I've had that too. One man said to me, I come and ask questions just to watch you work. I said, well, it must be exciting. You're in a chair and I'm in a chair. He said, no. He said, your whole demeanor changes. He said, I can tell before you speak almost what you're going to say. By the way you are, the way you look, and the energy that you're putting out there.
Oh, you must have spent a lot of time working with him.
I have done a lot of work on this. I've done this phone work for, oh, my God, 40 or 50 years. When I lived in Seattle, I had so many people there that were already trained to be able to talk to me. And, oh, my gosh, I could hardly get away from the phones, you know, because they had been trained. Seattle has a lot of people that are seers, really. And do beautiful work, but when they meet somebody new, everybody wants to talk to them. So, and I lived there for 10 years and had some wonderful, wonderful friends. I mean, it wasn't like living here. I don't know if a person's really my friend or not. I mean, because you can't tell, because they, you know, they'll go away and say something to somebody else that makes you feel really bad. That you even ask them something. So that don't happen in the spirit world. You know, that's true. Yeah.
Now, speaking of talking with people, I think I have someone on the line who would like to ask you a question. Could you hold on just a second?
Sure. Absolutely.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Paul.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
I do. Ada Marie, how are you? My name is Paul. And
pardon?
My name is Paul.
His name is Paul.
Okay,
yeah,
I got that this time. Okay,
go
ahead.
Paul from New York. I had a very strange couple of weeks, and I need some help.
Okay.
And,
I'll do what I can.
I was in Harrisburg. You know Harrisburg, Pennsylvania? I was at the train station a couple weeks ago, and some woman comes up to me and says, "Do I know you?" And I was in gardening shorts with heavy boots on with slime and stuff on them, and I'm looking at them. I looked over my shoulder. I thought there was some guy in a suit behind me because I said, "Why would anyone want to know me looking like this?" And then I realized she was hitting on me. She was trying to pick me up at the train station. And I picked up my sister, who's a business professional from New York, and said, "I just had a woman hit on me at the train station." And she said, "You were dressed like that?" And she handed me her business card. She's a financial professional for a financial management company. And my sister's immediate response was, "She's way too good for you, okay? If you can get her, you keep her for the rest of your life." So Mary knows her. Mary's also familiar with her. And I've had the best 2 weeks of my life, but I'm a little confused because things like that just doesn't happen to a guy like me. So I don't know what advice you can offer somebody like me. She could be a serial killer. I don't know what she is. So.
My advice to you is to run, don't walk.
No, that's funny. That's what my mother said.
Did you get it?
Last night. Same thing, run, screaming. She's on the line with us. Yes, she's on the line with us. Come on, you're on Globe Radio. Say something, honey. Don't freeze up. She's not like me and Mary. She gets a little stage fright. In fact, she's on Global Radio. Come on, say something. Say something. Say
So what do you mean by that, run, don't walk? Run away or run into it?
Well, now, Ada Marie, you now have both sides of this, the gentleman and the lady, and mm-hmm. They seem to be having a wonderful time together, and they wanted to talk with you and get your feeling about it.
Well, I don't know. The way he talked was that he felt like he was being taken over. And that's not a good thing.
I guess he's just kind of smitten. And she feels the same way. So I believe he's asking you, is this the feeling that he has,
that's genuine, mm-hmm. because it came from nowhere. Now, when something like that comes out of nowhere, it's genuine. It isn't something that somebody has conjured up and handed to them. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand that? Yeah.
Yeah, I nothing like that has ever happened to me. I've been
I'm sure not.
I've been ripped off by so many women. I can't tell you how many women have taken advantage of me because I'm a pretty easygoing guy. And I want to believe this one, but I this doesn't happen to me.
Are you afraid of her?
He's just wondering, is it too good to be true, I think, is the feeling that I'm getting.
That's the feeling I'm getting, too. That's why I asked him if he was afraid. Because I feel like it was one of those things that the universe put together.
I think she's a flimflam.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't something either one of them had planned or put energy out to. It came. It appeared. It's there. That's what it is.
So you've got a feeling that this is the real thing. Is that what you're saying, Ada Marie?
Well, I think it's the real thing because if it's not,
no. You have to know it. If you know it, you know it. You quit thinking. Just know.
There you go, Paul. Did you hear it? Did what she hear what you said? Stop thinking and just know.
You
have to have the knowing.
Well, it's sort of like what I'm going to do next year for my 65th birthday. I'm going to go skiing at Corbett's Couyer, and I'm going to jump off a 20-foot cliff to celebrate my 65th. That's what I have to do. I have to jump, right? That's what you do. All right, I'm going to jump. All right.
Okay.
When I'm jumping,
Thanks.
Okay, but when you know, you don't question the knowing. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's where you are.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And she remember what she said. This is something the universe put together.
Yeah, not
okay.
you.
Okay, I think they hung up.
Okay.
That was quite fascinating, Ada
Marie.
Well,
fascinating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll be okay.
I think so too. I think you're right.
The energy was very honest. It wasn't convoluted at all.
That's right. It was very straightforward.
So I feel that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good thing then.
Yes.
So that's a wonderful thing for the Cinco de Mayo.
I should say so. I should say it
We don't have something like that happen every day, do we?
No, we don't. Not even every year. It does have it once in a lifetime, probably.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Definitely good.
Yes.
So everything else is working very, very well. And
yes.
I'm just so delighted that you got that message and that you were so positive and so powerfully certain of this.
Right. Well, sometimes things they come so fast that even though you would like to believe it, it happened too fast. So until you know it's okay, until you know your feeling is true, you can get into all kinds of problems.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, now I feel that this is the real thing
for
both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so
very clear because they came together.
That's right. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. So, did you have any other information coming through about the world and the what's going to be happening?
Well,
any feelings?
You know, I actually don't go into world politics or world activity, but I do know that people are watching closely because they want to be sure that we are a free country and that we are not getting hoodwinked into the things that are happening. So I do know that people in our country are paying attention. Finally, they woke up. And,
good.
And that's a good thing.
It is a very good thing. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah,
that is very important to hear right now.
It is, because it's a big necessity right now. So I'm thanking God that He got to enough people that they will pay attention and we will be able to walk through this little mess that they were in and come out the other side the way we should. So that's good. That's a big thing.
Come out wiser and stronger, I do hope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's good. And normally we don't talk politics on this show at all, but I'm glad you brought that up. And it seems like spirit is rather serious here.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And we need to be aware that we have to do our part so that the country stays free. So that's a big part.
True. Absolutely. Oh, and we do have a. Are you ready to answer a couple of questions now?
I think I am.
Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Carrie. Thanks for taking my call.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
I'm a first-time listener, and I was just calling in just to get some maybe messages regarding my overall current spiritual path. I've had quite a bit of transformation in the past few years and a few loved ones who have crossed over. So any messages that she have that may come through, you know, I'm welcome to anything, particularly with regards to, you know, my career choice at the moment.
Okay. Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
I heard it, but the communication is sort of garbled. Can you repeat it to me?
She said that she's had several loved ones pass over recently, and she is kind of wondering about sort of where she should be right now, and something about her career.
About her career? Her
yes.
career is
yes.
fine. Her career, it's a good career for her.
Okay.
Why is she wondering? Does she feel like she's not going forward?
Yeah, I'm a little stagnant. I'm sort of at a transitional period and trying to figure out to go back, whether I go back to my profession from the past, or, you know, I just sort of have gone on a spiritual awakening, if you will, and sort of what served me in the past is no longer serving me the same way.
Right.
So
you
I
have
feel like,
to move forward. You must move
yeah.
forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it was
are you working with a teacher at all?
No.
Okay.
Good. Is a teacher moving you forward?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about a teacher in spirit because she's not working with a teacher on this plane.
No, I'm talking about in the spirit. She may be
okay.
She may be needing to move forward instead of staying where she is. She's in one place quite a while now. She needs to move
yep.
ahead. She needs
yep.
to ask her teacher to help her move ahead.
Okay. Also, let's give out your telephone number right now, Ada Marie, because
okay.
sometimes it's important that you talk privately with someone.
Okay. So 520-896-9510. Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You can call between
I'm so happy to hear that you do have a spirit teacher who's working with you to help you to progress in your career.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I feel that energy around me a lot, and it's sort of just trying to
right
steer the best course for myself. And sometimes my energy will get off balance, and just trying to get back and be grounded and know what's best for me. As far as I just instead of taking other people's energy, because I do have
yeah.
someone in my life, and sometimes those lines can get blurred. So I tell them I need to deal with my own stuff. You know, you deal with yours.
Well, that's good. You
hard to do that.
Pardon?
It's not always so easy to do that, though.
Mm-hmm. So you can move forward comfortably and not too fast. So you're aware of everything that's happening as you move forward. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Pardon?
Certainly. Very happy that you called in. Thank you.
Well,
we need
yeah.
to take another call now. Okay? And thanks
okay.
again. Be sure and call Anna Marie on her professional phone. Okay?
I absolutely sure.
Did you get the number?
Good.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
She got it. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's next?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I'm wondering if you maybe have some direction from Spirit as to, again, career. I keep getting told I'm overqualified, and I've been having a really hard time for the first time in my life finding a job. I don't know if I need to switch careers or what, but I just feel stuck. I don't really know what else to do.
Well, what is your career now?
I would say my career is writing, and I was doing that from home for the last couple of years. But for a job, I was working in data entry, and that was just a job. I can't even find a data entry job. I've been offered everything but that, and I just am stuck.
You may have to make the career that you have now move forward. You may have to take another career on a smaller scale to have enough income.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking of going back to school to make a complete change and get a veterinary tech certificate and work with animals. I would love to do that all day, and that would provide enough money to pay the rent and to fuel my writing career.
Okay, that's a good idea. Very good.
Okay.
It's good to do it now, because now you can make the time, which you won't be able to when you get busier.
Yeah, well, I just turned 52, and I didn't expect any of this at this age, and I'm getting, of course, the age of discrimination, and you're overqualified, and, I guess it is what it is. It kind of comes with the territory. I don't have to like it, but I do have to find a way to survive.
Right.
And I'm single, I don't have a husband to help me or fall back on.
Ada Marie, I wonder if you are experiencing the same thing that I do. I find that around 50 is almost a spiritual rebirth for many, many women. Are you finding that too?
For a lot of them, yes. Far more than for men. Men don't seem to have that. They don't lift that fast.
I think you're right. I think men just kind of barrel through life like a freight train till the end. They just go, go, go. And we women kind of like, and we kind of like reconnect to our roots at certain times and what matters the most.
Yeah.
And we hold on to that. We hold on to those roots, and that kind of is more important than anything else.
Right. Close them down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. It looks as if you're in one of those tremendously receptive sort of rebirth kind of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's like you have to start all over again. But again, you reconnect.
There you go.
You reconnect to the beginning of everything that's important, and you make it more important the second time, or it's just different. But you still, it's like a circle, and then you come back to the beginning.
Right.
That's right. Right. And Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. Do you have Ada Marie's home phone number now? The 520 number?
Yeah, you just gave it out to the previous caller. I did write it down.
Okay, good. Because we need to go on to the next caller.
Yeah,
and good luck.
We're going to run out of time here if we don't get going.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Thank you,
Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I'm having some issues with a brother that have treated me really horrible in the past. And he seems to want to blame me for the things that's not working in his life. I just need him to kind of like move out the way now, because I have things I'm trying to move forward.
The It's coming through a little bit muddled. What did you say, the last there?
She's concerned about a brother that seems to have been throwing monkey wrenches into her life, and she's trying to figure out how to help him to move out of her way now.
Well,
my brother
she
and
should
my
be
sister.
Moving out of his way. So that's
what I'm trying to do. I just need him to move his stuff.
Okay. I know you have a job, but find a roommate where you can move and feel free to do your own thing.
No, my brother doesn't live with him. Live with me. I live with my family.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I need him to move out the house. I actually have the house on the market. I need him and his sister to move out.
Uh-huh.
And they've just been making it very difficult.
How can he do that?
How could who do that?
Yeah.
He just won't move on. She won't either.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds as if you are the one who's moving on, and perhaps staying with your family is interfering with your moving on, with your life.
It sounds like her brother is the one that's interfering with her life.
Yes.
Right. How can she get him to move on?
Yeah. Is he at home, too?
He's not at home with me.
Yeah.
He just recently came back from out the country, and I don't know what his angle is, but he really needs to move on. He created a big mess,
mm-hmm.
and he's using me as a scapegoat.
You'll have to find a way to move so that you can stay out of his way. He's jealous of you.
Well,
that's
two
what's
of them,
happening.
And they're jealous because I work and I take care of my family. I've been responsible. I mean,
right.
I've been paying a lot of bills because of them. I just want them to go on about their business now.
Mm-hmm.
Move out the way.
Right. Right.
Do you see anything that she could do that would help to resolve this problem, Ada Marie?
Well, I'm looking at the whole overall problem. Is that it looks like she's at home living with her parents, right?
No, I'm not living with my parents. I'm not. I have my own house.
Oh, you do?
I have my own family, yes. The thing is,
okay.
He's in my mother's house. My mother has had transition, and I need him to move on.
So what
this
about the brother?
Like
he's not
years.
There, is he?
He's trying to get back in the house. He said he just want to get his stuff. I don't know if that's just his angle or if he's just trying to get back in just to get in the house.
Oh,
but
I
see. He was supposed to move like a year ago, according to the court.
Okay.
He just came back.
Because he don't have
do you
the right.
Do you have anyone that between you and a friend you could pack up his things and perhaps put them into storage or something where he would have access to them, but they need to get out of that house, and he doesn't look like he wants to do it because that's his foothold in the house. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks
well,
like that.
He left for a couple of months, but he likes to play games, and he doesn't like to pay bills. He made a big mess. You know, he sold property, took the money, and now he's broke. And
yeah.
I just
mm-hmm.
want him to go on. He's not the only one. There's a sister with him.
Well, is it
She's
your house?
She's squatting.
No, it's a mother's house.
Or other buy it.
Your mother.
Part of the state. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can easily pack him up and put him in a storage unit. One time I did that to my daughter, and I put a thing on the gate that said, you live in unit number 12 on such a street, and this is the key for unit number 12, and it was in a bag, and I moved her out. It was a good thing.
Okay. That sounds like quite an interesting.
He's extremely volatile. He's an extremely volatile, imbalanced person.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm really trying to figure out if he has the intention of leaving because he knows that the courts put him out already.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You said the courts put him out?
Yeah, the courts told him that he had to leave a year
ago.
Well, then
he has to go.
So we are going to end up back in court. Huh?
Then he would be in trouble with the law if he doesn't move. Is
right.
that correct?
He's trying to get me to. Yes, he's trying to get me to come
so
over
what,
there.
So what you must do is stand firm and not give in to his pressures.
You have to stand the ground. This is a real test for all of life. You have to stand your ground.
And that sounds like a final word. We do. I hope we've been helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
That's great. Okay. Just remember, you have to get a way to stay calm through this. You cannot let him get you upset, so that you feel out of control. So you need to do things that will keep you in control and peaceful and calm with yourself. So
right.
I believe you need to work with the law because they are on your side right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're on the side of the law, technically speaking, not necessarily your side, but on the side of the law.
Right, if they're telling him he has to leave, pack his stuff, stick it in boxes if you have to, and put it outside the door.
It's a lot of junk.
He can't come in.
It's a lot of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it's worth it to go that extra mile and get it done, and then he has no more excuse. See, he's using that as an excuse, and you know it. So
mm-hmm.
what you have to do is take his excuse away.
Right. Pack him up and stick him outside on the curb.
And if you want to be really nice about it, you can put it in a storage unit in his name. Not in your name, because you don't want to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right, I don't want to have to pay for it.
Right, just put it in his name. We do need to move on, but I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What are we working
on
here?
Hello? Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Ashia. How you doing?
And what are you up to, Ashia?
Ashia. I was wondering about this guy I've been dating. How do he feel about me? I feel like he's getting real attached. His birthday is March 19th, 1982. Initials JL. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Ada Marie, are you communing with spirit?
I'm half in and half out, but I couldn't understand the words.
Oh, I was trying to figure out how does this guy feel about me. His initials is JL, birthday March 19th, 1982.
I'm not getting an answer. Is this critical? Because I'm not getting, for some reason, I'm not receiving an answer.
So you're getting neither good nor bad. Is this
neutral.
A very new relationship, Oshia?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, it's new, and it's neutral. So there isn't an answer of yes or no. It's something else going on.
Like what? What you mean? What do you see with this one? I want to know, like, am I wasting my time or?
But yes, I guess you are. Because it's very neutral. It's like there's nothing to hold it. It's got no glue.
Okay.
Are you picking up the right
words, guy? In other words, he is really not returning any emotion or any interest to you. He's just kind of hanging on, just going along for the ride, maybe.
Are you picking up the right guy? Because it's like every time he tries to see me and everything, like, it's just.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that there's anything there to hold on to. He's just not happy-go-lucky. That's the energy I'm getting.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Happy-go-lucky means that he's not, you can't count on him for anything. He's not involved. He's just having fun.
Yeah.
Even though he's spending money on me?
He's spending money on her.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying, because he's probably borrowing the money to spend so he can get in the house and have a place to roof over his head.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
He obviously doesn't have a job.
Oh, my. It doesn't sound, Oshia, as if this is a very promising relationship.
It doesn't look like it.
Not with, should I say his name?
What did you say?
She asked if it would help if she said his name.
Well, yeah, but she can say his name, but that isn't going to change him.
No, I was trying to make sure you were picking up the right guy. Because I was...
Has he given you any reason to feel comfortable?
To feel comfortable? Like, what you mean, right?
Also, you say he's spending money on you. On what kind of things is he spending money? Is
That's
he spending
what I
mean. On...
I'm paying bills.
He's paying bills.
Well, that's a good thing. But what... There's something there that don't meet the eye, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I should just leave him alone then?
I don't know what it is, honey, but it's... Something's not right.
Like,
so ask.
Like another woman or something? Or?
Yeah. Ask questions and see what kind of answers you get.
Has he spoken about moving in with you?
No.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm. I don't have my own place.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
You might be picking up me. Because I didn't like him at first. I didn't like him. It was just a thing.
Yeah.
But then I started liking him.
Now, we're kind of going overtime because I have another show coming up in about 7 minutes, you know.
Oh. Well, did you pick up any relationship for me? Like,
There is a relationship for you, but it's in the area where you work.
Where I work? I just got a job at Six Flags, is that it? But I'm not trying to stay, it's like part-time. I'm trying to find a full-time job.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, we probably don't have a connection right now.
Either I'm not connecting with it right, or I'm not seeing it right.
I think it's most important right now for you to work on yourself. And I think you want to find not a little teeny tiny job, but something that is kind of meaningful, so that you feel like you did a good job when you went home at night. Do you know what I mean?
Right. That would work.
No. I just want to make more money so I can get my own place. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
And good luck.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, and do a little bit of thinking about yourself and about life, and what is important for you.
Right.
Okay.
Because
we all come here to this plane to do something a little more important than just having a place to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's missing in your life.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm supposed to do then?
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think I'm supposed to do if I'm not supposed to have a place to stay?
It's a little hard for us to tell you what to do. But do you think?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What did you say, man?
Sit down with a piece of paper, with a sheet of paper and a pencil, and write down the pros and cons, and then measure them to see which one is the biggest. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do that.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, have a good night.
Okay.
Okay, you have something to give, O'Shea, to this world. So think about it. And you're more than just somebody that needs a place to put her head. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Okay.
Well,
good night.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Before we go, I'd kind of like to talk a tiny bit about your spa. Your retreat that you do in the spa, Ada Marie?
We can. Have we got enough time?
We have a spa,
which I do 3-day retreats in. Yes, I do. And people come in and walk out of here with their life changed. But we're in a kind of a country area where there's lots of trees and it's very, very peaceful. So if you're thinking about coming to make a change, think about coming and being able to relax and to think. So I work one-on-one. I don't work with more than one person at a time. So if you're interested, then call and ask for if there's time, you know, if I got enough time. But you'd be here for 3 days. Here for 3 days. If you got here on Friday night, you'd be here Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and leave Monday night. In other words, I need 3 days to help you. Okay? Does that make sense?
It does make sense to me.
Yeah, and you have to call so I can talk to you to see if I can actually help you or not. So,
okay, and once again, we want to give that telephone number, which is 520-896-9510.
Right. And
okay.
I think that's the end of the day, right?
I do believe that we have come to the end of the hour, and I just want to say that it's a joy and a pleasure to work, to do this work and to come here every week and to reach out to people and to do what we can to help
them. I do
them
what I can to
be,
help, yes.
Help them to be themselves better.
Right. So they can,
okay.
So they can be in control of their life. That's a whole
exactly.
secret, to get control of their life. So
that's right.
what we do. And we have
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, we do. So as for now, we'll just say love and light.
Yes, love and light, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay? Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.